stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you, and welcome to another episode of Strictly Business, brought to you by the Masters of Business. I'm your host, Brother Bedford, and I want to thank you once again for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. Now, as I sit here behind my desk, ready to share with you some very important information that I think can help you to grow your business, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to join the Masters of Business text club. And I want you to do that by texting the letters SB, that stands for Strictly Business, to 5885. That's 5885. Just text the letters SB, which stands for Strictly Business, to 5885. Now, why do I want you to do that? Because these seven principles or pillars that I'm going to touch on, we don't have enough time to go through each one of them in depth, even though we did touch on a few of them in previous episodes. We just don't have the time to go through them in depth. So what I want to do is touch on them, give you a summary, but by you joining the text club, I'll be able to send you some more information about how you can establish your authority in your category, your niche, or your industry, and actually help you to kind of develop an authority blueprint, a plan for you to really take your business to the next level. Now, when we talk about branding, especially personal branding, most people recoil. They don't see themselves as a brand or as a personal brand. We tend to think of a brand as what we see with the larger corporations, the McDonald's, the Coca-Cola's, Tide, whatever it is that's in your house. We tend to think of branding that way. And many of us as small business owners, we approach branding that way. And if I say that there's one thing that contributes to the failure of 95% of the businesses that fail within the first 1 to 5 years, and then that small percentage of 5% that survived that time, how they fail within the next 3 years, a lot of it has to do with the way that we market and brand our businesses. We're using old traditional methods, and those methods just don't work for small businesses. They don't work for entrepreneurs. We're under the illusion that they work, but they just don't yield the results. Now, I gave you some of the statistics in some of the earlier episodes as to why it doesn't work, but let's just touch on this briefly. These companies literally have access to investment capital that comes into their businesses on a monthly basis, literally millions of dollars that come into their coffers to where they can afford to do this big brand advertising on television, radio, and even fly blimps over stadiums. And you can't afford that. And that type of thinking and promoting and marketing your business that way is one of the leading contributors to why it fails, and we fail at such a rapid rate. And so I introduce you to the concept of your personal brand and wrapping your mind around your personal brand and really working to build your personal brand. I even gave you some tips on some of the things that you should do, such as going to buy your name as a domain. And beginning to build your business around your name. Even if you are an executive of a company, whether you have a corporate founding name or whatever the case may be, you still want to begin to separate yourself from your competition, from your those who would be considered your competitors. I normally don't look at other businesses in my category and niche as competitors. But if you look at them that way, you still have to find ways to differentiate yourself, to separate yourself, to stand apart. And nothing would help you to do that better, faster, and more powerfully than establishing a personal brand. So the number one pillar to help you to really establish your authority is personal branding. I would also add to the personal branding something that we call omnipresence. Now, what does that mean? When you have a regular corporation, when you use traditional marketing and branding, it's very hard for you to have the appearance of being everywhere at the same time. But when you use some of the strategies that we're going to touch on, and you couple that with personal branding, you have the power and the ability to be in multiple places at one time. And that's something that large corporations cannot do. They can't be that nimble. But when you focus on building your personal brand, there are two things that happen. One, as I mentioned, people begin to pay attention to you and focus on you and the message that you bring. But then two, you develop this air of omnipresence. The clearest example I can give you of that is someone who actually uses some of the social media channels like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn, and they're able to do things on those channels that if you were to visit those channels or those platforms throughout the day, you would see that this person has the air or the appearance of being in multiple places, either by posting pictures or, in my case, I don't believe in posting pictures of cats and dogs and too much family information, but just valuable content that could be shared. And we're going to talk about that in a few moments. But if you do that and you do it in the right places, that content can be shared, not just by yourself, but people begin to share it. And that's what's called having a viral effect. And so the number one pillar that you want to focus on is your branding and your omnipresence. The second pillar that we want to focus on, and we're teaching this course right now where we have, it's a sold out course that we're doing right now that has everyone into our, what we call our money making marketing system. And one of the things that you want to do when you begin to develop your own marketing systems and platform, you want to switch from just the traditional forms of advertising and marketing, and you want to shift to what we call lead generation marketing. Meaning that you want to begin to create what we call lead generation magnets, or LGMs for short. And this is something that you create that has a high perceived value that when you begin to run your marketing and your advertising, now people begin to come to you and they want to exchange their information, their name, their email, their number, and even home addresses for this piece of valuable content that you're going to share with them that hopefully is solving their problems. Now, again, we don't have enough space here to go into what a lead generation magnet should contain, but you should know that this is the second most powerful pillar in helping you to establish your authority is switching from regular traditional marketing or outbound marketing to what some would call inbound marketing, which means creating a platform, creating an irresistible offer, creating something of value that people would be willing to come to you and give their name, their email, their phone number, and even their home addresses to receive that. Such a powerful pillar. The third pillar, and I've alluded to this already, it's kind of hard to, because there's a thread that goes through all of these things. So it's hard for me to talk about one pillar without at least bleeding over or mentioning another one of the pillars. And this third pillar is content. Being able to create content that can be delivered through all of these other mediums that we're talking about. So the third pillar in authority marketing is being able to create engaging and compelling content that can be shared. You heard me touch on earlier about being omnipresent. When you learn how to create engaging and compelling content, and now using all of the media channels and platforms that are available to you, not only do you have the possibility and the power of reaching the immediate contacts, but as I stated earlier, if it is truly engaging and compelling, those other individuals will share that content, and it has the power to become viral. And there's nothing like you creating a piece of content, sharing it once, but now that content is being shared by dozens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of people who begin to look at you as the authority because your content positions you as the authority. The next pillar that we want to touch on, and this is another powerful, powerful pillar as it relates to establishing your authority in the minds of your prospects, your potential customers, or your potential clients. And that is having the ability to get PR, public relations, and be in the media. There's something about being in the media that automatically gives you credibility and authority and establishes your expertise over others, especially those who have not been seen in the media. Can you imagine what your business, just to kind of give you something to think about, imagine your business, you being on whatever your favorite morning show is, and I'm just speaking locally, that you know that your market, your target market, they watch, and now you're on that morning show, and you're providing content, engaging and compelling content, being a helper, being an advisor, providing answers and solutions to individuals for their questions, or whatever it is that may be keeping them up at night. You're on television doing it, or you're on the radio doing that. Now, we know the power of if you happen to get national media attention, just one national media hit can change the whole trajectory of your business. I tell the story often on what happened to me in my business once we did a press release after I interviewed successful black millionaire entrepreneurs, and then all of a sudden the press release went out about young budding entrepreneur seeks millionaire advice and gets it. And then that press release went out, and then all of a sudden I started getting calls and requests from producers from radio shows, syndicated radio, satellite radio, local television programs. And what happens when I go on those programs? All I did was answer the questions. I was interviewed by the host or the hostess. And then at the end of me answering their questions, they would always ask, well, how can people get more information? And then that was my opportunity to drive them either directly to my sales page. At that time, we were just selling the book directly. But most times when I'm on these shows, what do? I use that media hit, that PR hit, and I drive people to my lead generation magnet so that they can get my information for free. So I build my list into the hundreds and thousands by offering free content. So look at how all four of these are beginning to line up. So now my personal brand is established. I'm on radio, television, or other media outlets giving interviews. I use the content that I share. I drive them to my lead generation magnet. So now can you see how just those four pillars alone establish me as an authority in the minds of my potential prospects, clients, or customers? The same is true with you. So that's the fourth pillar in these seven pillars of establishing your authority. The fifth pillar, and it's funny how all of these things kind of build on each other, because after you do all of this, naturally people will begin to request that you speak. So now beginning to position yourself as a speaker, speaking at events, speaking on radio, television, hosting your own events, hosting your own podcast, even doing what I'm doing right now. This is a form of speaking. With the new media landscape the way it is today, you can own your own media. Now you can begin to speak on teleseminars, webinars, YouTube videos. You can do what I'm doing now, hosting your own podcast. But all of this leads to other individuals requesting you to speak at their events, to speak at their shows, to speak on television, radio. So speaking, beginning to position yourself as a speaker, whether you go in for free or paid. Again, I don't have the time to go into the structures of how you do that. We'll do that at a later date. But just know that when you speak in front of people, which statistics have stated, I remember a book, I can't remember the exact wording, so I'm going to paraphrase, but some people would prefer to walk down a main street naked than to get on a stage and speak in front of people. It is one of the, if not the most feared act by not just the American public, but the world public or populations. They have a hard time, or they find it very difficult wanting to speak. And so if you can position yourself to where you become an authority and you begin to speak in front of people, that begins to help you to expedite everything that you want to do within your business. Now, the next pillar that we're going to talk about and just touch on briefly, and we've kind of alluded to it already, and that's events. Once you do these other things that we talked about, and you begin to brand yourself as a speaker, you begin to get PR and media hits, you begin to develop engaging and compelling content, you're driving people to your websites through your to pick up your lead generation magnets to join your list, and you're still providing them with content, you become this personal brand, and people begin to see your content everywhere, what happens? People begin to ask you to speak at their events. And not only is it powerful to speak at other people's events, by this time, if you do everything correctly, you'll begin to establish the authority to where you can host your own events. And again, when we say events, it doesn't necessarily have to be some big old gala somewhere in a major city. It could be locally in your own city, but could also be, as we mentioned, teleseminars, webinars, telesummits. All of these things allow you to host events to where people can begin to see you as an authority. So you have two things with events. You can host your own events, but you can also become a guest and speak on major stages and platforms of other individuals' events. So let's do a quick recap before we get to the last one. First one, branding and omnipresent. Again, beginning to focus on your personal brand, beginning to create engaging and compelling content, which is the third pillar, that can be shared, that now people will begin to view you across multiple platforms and give the air or the appearance that you are everywhere. The second pillar, as we stated, you want to switch all forms of marketing and advertising into what we call lead generation. So therefore, when you're out doing these media hits and speaking on events, you're not just there to push your products and services. You're hopefully there to begin to generate leads by making an offer for your lead generation magnet that we talked about. And again, as you begin to do this more and more and more, you begin to create engaging and compelling content. Even what we're doing right now, this is content that could be multi-purpose. It could be transcribed. It can be, the audio can be shared. We can put slides on this and turn it into YouTube videos. And so now you see how this one piece of content that we're creating right now can be distributed in 3 to 4 different formats, which again gives us that appearance of being omnipresent. The fourth pillar, if you're doing all of this correctly, is to begin to position yourself for PR and media hits. Nothing will explode your business faster and give you the authority in the eyes of your prospects, your customers, and your clients like being seen on television or being heard on radio. The fifth pillar is speaking. And we told you there's multiple forms. It used to just be speaking on a stage, but now, again, hosting your own teleseminars, webinars, doing what I'm doing now, hosting a podcast, all of these things fall up under the category of speaking. And very closely related is events. But the only difference with events, again, is that people are coming with a great anticipation. There's a focused intent behind events that really galvanize people to take action steps and really focus on the presenters at the stage or even exhibitors and sponsors and things like that. So the events create a different air of authority, because if you're speaking on a stage at someone's event, especially if it's someone famous is promoting or pushing an event, or it's just one of the big national conferences, once you do those things, something magical happens as it relates to how people perceive you. I do want to take a couple steps back, because I neglected to mention something about PR and media. Once you begin to do some of those media hits and get on some of the major stations, and when we say major, we may mean the NBC, CBS, all of those things, but sometimes just being on their local affiliates is just as powerful, if not more powerful. The point is, now you can take those logos and add them to all of your marketing pieces, because now you have been seen on ABC, CNN, or you have appeared in a particular magazine, Forbes magazine, Entrepreneur magazine, Black Enterprise magazine, whatever it is. Once you do those PR and media hits, now you can begin to take those pieces, and that begins to add to your authority, because now that goes into your bio and your future. When people introduce you, now they can say such and such and such and such, who was on NBC's Good Morning America or appeared on TV One or was on Black Enterprise, whatever the media hits are. Now you can begin to use those in your marketing. And then the last thing that we want to talk about is that once you do all of this, and you're providing great content, you're creating products and services, you're having satisfied customers, because at the end of the day, if the customers are not satisfied, if you're putting out crap, it doesn't matter. You won't be in business long anyway. Word will spread fast that you put out garbage. But if you're providing a quality product or service, what ends up happening and what really adds to your authority is to have people who have been satisfied, and now they're able to refer people to you. But it's even more powerful when you begin to set these things up intentionally to where you have great products and services, satisfied clients and customers, and now you learn how to incentivize them to refer you to other people. And of course, the greater your authority, which means you should be, you know, that's like rare air. It should be harder to get to you. The higher you go, the more famous you become, or the more like a celebrity you become, the more authority that you establish. The people who refer you, they feel proud recommending you if you have been speaking on major platforms or you've been on television or radio. But at the same time, that also adds an air of scarcity to being able to reach you. And so now when someone refers you, they have to let those individuals know that I don't know if he can take you on or she can take you on as a client right now, but I'll be more than happy to send over your information. That adds an air of authority to your personal brand that is unmatched. In fact, that type of person, that type of referral, you don't even have to sell. When a person comes to you like that, they're already aware of who you are and what you do. And in fact, at that moment, they should just be ready to cash the check or send you a check or PayPal you or whatever it is, however you receive the funds. And so those are the seven pillars to establishing your authority in your business, in your small business, in your service business. Whether you're a doctor, lawyer, it doesn't matter. Whether you're the CEO of a corporation, if you begin to use these pillars to establish your authority in this way, and again, we'll go in depth a little bit later. And of course, if you text the letters SB to 58885, I'll be more than happy to send you some more information on how to establish your authority. So that's a lot. I want you to listen to this again, and I want you to think deeply about each one of these points. Each one of these is a separate episode all by itself, but I didn't want to just, again, drag this out. I wanted to give them to you. I want you to go study. I want you to find out what you need to do to begin to implement these strategies into your own personal business to explode your business, to take your business to new heights. Okay, so this is your brother Befford. I'll be coming back to you next week with another episode of Strictly Business, brought to you by the Masters of Business. And we have another major announcement coming in the next couple weeks. So make sure you tune in, share this. I just want to say I'm grateful and thankful to everyone who's listening. I believe we've been informed that over a million people are listening to the new Strictly Business, brought to you by the Masters of Business. And so we just want you to keep sharing, keep telling, keep learning, keep encouraging, and let's continue to build the type of businesses that we know that we need not only just in the world, but more importantly, in our communities. You know I love me some black people, and so if this information can help you to establish your business and do it the right way, please take it and do what you need to do to become a success. So with that said, I'm going to sign off right now, and I'll be looking forward to speaking with you again next week on Strictly Business. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. What should be everybody?
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.